This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For those of you alive during the Nixon administration, this next story is brought to you by the OPEC embargo of 1973, when oil prices nearly quadrupled in just 6 months. One of the things that happened as a result was a ban on U.S. crude exports. 40 years later, that ban is still officially in effect, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that the Department of Commerce is going to let two private companies export a special type of domestically produced oil. It is a tiny opening into what could be a big change in the U.S. oil industry. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The crude oil at issue is a specific type of lightweight crude called condensate. It's very different from what you probably picture when you think of crude oil. Condensate is not the thick black oil that came a bubbling up out of the ground in the opening credits of the Beverly Hillbillies. Condensate is thinner and can look like tap water, and it's highly volatile.
Condensate is actually one of the first crudes that would be the easiest to refine.
It would be the easiest to refine if it weren't for one problem, says oil analyst David Bellman.
The problem is that the refining industry for the last couple decades has been told that crude oil slate is going to get heavier and heavier.
So those refineries invested in equipment designed for refining heavy crude. But since the fracking boom, 96% of new oil production is ultralight, not heavy crude.
So it's not a great fit with the refineries in the U.S.
Severin Borenstein is co-director of the Energy Institute at the Haas School of Business at Berkeley. He says oil producers are worried that this bottleneck could get worse, driving down the price of condensate.
So the argument they're making is that they should be allowed to export those crude products.
Industry analyst Fadil Gate says lifting the ban would lower crude prices on the global market, but it would raise condensate prices in the U.S., and that's bad news for U.S. refineries, as evidenced by a dip in their stock prices today.
They had one of their worst days in years. Some of them are down by 10%.
There is no consensus among analysts on what lifting the ban would do to the price consumers pay for gas at the pump. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.